Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We talked a lot yesterday about Evgeny Malkin. A lot of people have had the opinion that he's over the hill or washed up throughout this season. We combated that yesterday on Tip of the Iceberg, and if you want to know more about why and how we combated that, you can go check out that podcast. It's not what this one's about. This one is about how he responded, not that he was responding to us, but how he responded yesterday in the game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. A two-goal performance, both goals coming by way of the power play. His first power play goals in 38 games since December 30th against the St. Louis Blues. And his first multi-goal game in 39 games, the game before that, December 27th, against the New York Islanders. That was obviously the huge victory for the Penguins over the Islanders when they won, I believe it was 7-0 or something of that manner. But Evgeny Malkin, a huge, huge night for him as he turns back the clock and puts out some vintage slap shots, vintage goals, and vintage celebrations for good 71 of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, he might have had a little extra motivation, and I think most people are aware of what that extra motivation was. His parents were in town. And it's the first time his parents have been in town in multiple years. Obviously, there's a lot going on that's prevented them from coming across, but now they're here. They were there in the building last night with his wife and son, and certainly it sparked a great performance from Evgeny Malkin. The Malkins, if you're the uninitiated in this fan base, the Malkins are somewhat of a royal family in Pittsburgh. Vladimir and Natalia, they have been in practically those same seats through all three Stanley Cup runs, through a multitude of other playoff series. They're a figure. They are more so a figure from early on in Malkin's career, but they are a figure and a staple at PPG Paints Arena. It was great to see them back in, enjoying a Penguins victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets, the 15th straight victory for the Penguins over the little brother Blue Jackets at PPG Paints Arena, the most in a row of the NHL currently on active win streaks against one team on home ice. So a huge game for Gino, a huge game for the Penguins as they win back-to-back games on a night where almost everybody else, excluding the New York Islanders, that is in this playoff race, lost a game. Now again, the chances are bleak. I believe they're somewhere around 2% according to Money Puck, but hey, nights like last night are positive things for the Penguins if they want to try to pull off this miracle, because that's what it would be, this miracle of getting back into the postseason. That's what Malkin's parents want to see. That's what Evgeny Malkin wants to see. And that's what the remainder of the Pittsburgh Penguins want to see. Sid talked about this last night following the game, about what it meant for Evgeny Malkin, obviously knowing Malkin for the past 18, 19 years. And he talked about it, like I mentioned, post-game in the locker room.
See him have a night like this when they're in town. What goes through your mind?
Probably has something to do with it. you know, I think the fact that they haven't been here, I think it's been at least 3 or 4 years. So I'm sure that, you know, that motivated him tonight to have them here. I know it would for all of us. So I think you could definitely see it with the jump and energy that he had. And hopefully they're here for a while.
Sid references the jump in energy, that patented Gallup. I disagreed with Nick Horwat yesterday, saying I don't know if I've seen the Gallup quite enough recently. It was there last night. He had that patented Gallup. He had a little bit of extra motivation, as we talked about, and he certainly had a stellar performance on the ice. Not just the two power play goals, but setting up a whole host of other opportunities for Michael Bunting and Rickard Rakell. That line was heavily involved in the victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Evgeny Malkin had similar things to say about his parents being in town, saying, quote, "They came yesterday and haven't been here since 2018 or 2019. It's a long time ago. It probably gave me a little bit more emotion, and it worked. I'm mad they didn't come in October or November." He also went on to say that they'll be here the rest of the year, so who knows? Maybe this is the version of Evgeny Malkin that we are going to see for the Penguins over the next 10 games. And if that's the case, then that's a good thing for the Penguins. Not only do you get to see nights like last night where he turns back the clock, he makes everybody believe again that there's still that guy in there that was in there through the first 10, 15, you know, years of his career that can take over games, can dominate the pace of play, can really dictate how everything is going to go on the ice, and certainly can put away goals on the power play. Maybe that's the Malkin we get to see for the next 10 games, and if that's the case, maybe the Penguins do have a miracle run in them. It's probably going to take them winning almost all, if not all, of those 10 games, which would be unprecedented for this group.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I've said on multiple occasions, the longest win streak for this group this year was 5 games. They've done that once. They've won 3 times in a row, twice this season. So for them to win what would eventually be 12 games in a row to close out the year, yeah, they would likely get into the playoffs if that happened, and they would likely have a lot of momentum going into the playoffs if that happened. If's doing a lot of work in those statements, though. I'd love to see it. Don't want to put anybody's spirits down, don't want to damper anybody's mood. I think that's a long shot, but hey, if Evgeny Malkin can play at this level, not to mention Sidney Crosby having his 3rd consecutive multi-point performance, which we'll get to in a second, maybe a miracle is on the horizon. Who am I to judge if it doesn't happen? I mean, they've won 2 in a row. Now, one of them, massive victory against the Canes. The other one, last night, I'm going to take with a little bit of a grain of salt, because like I mentioned, the Penguins have constantly been that good against the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's just a fact of life at this point. But like I mentioned, a couple other tidbits. Let's get off of the Evgeny Malkin train. Nice to see, obviously, his parents in town. Like I said, they're royalty, and obviously nice to see him respond with a multi-goal performance and turning back the clock in the way that he did against the Blue Jackets. But another couple of tidbits here before we wrap this up on this Friday. Sidney Crosby, I mentioned, had his 3rd straight multi-point game, notched multiple assists in this one, 2 of them, bringing him to 78 points on the season. 4 shy of having a point per game for the 19th consecutive season and catching Wayne Gretzky for the most such seasons, excuse me, in NHL history. It'd be huge. Now, will he pass it? That's a story for next year. That's a story for when he's 37 years old. But catching Wayne Gretzky in an era where, let's not forget, when Sidney Crosby came into the NHL, they were just coming out of that dead puck era. And he was one of the two guys, him and Alexander Ovechkin, that brought goal scoring back in a major way. Now, it's kind of leaning the other way with how good goaltending has been, but also power plays have just gotten so ridiculous, Penguins being immune to that. But nonetheless, an impressive feat for Crosby if he's able to notch 4 more points in the last 10 games. If I was a betting man, I would take that bet. But that would tie him for with Wayne Gretzky. But also another piece of history last night as Sidney Crosby's 2 points surpassed Ray Bourque for 11th on the all-time NHL scoring list. So now he sits alone at number 11. He is 10 points away from Phil Esposito and becoming a top 10 all-time point scorer in the National Hockey League. The other news from last night, Ryan Graves, a little bit of injury news, left the game following the first period. According to Mike Sullivan, he is being evaluated for an upper body injury. Now, the Penguins practice today at noon, which is the first opportunity that we'll get to get an update on Ryan Graves. But if he is not good to go tomorrow against the Columbus Blue Jackets, expect rookie John Ludvig to get back in with fellow rookie Jack St. Ivany, a pairing that we have not seen. Actually, we have seen a couple times, so we'll end up seeing what that looks like. But obviously something to monitor as Ryan Graves just came back from leave this week, played a game in a period, a pretty good game against the Carolina Hurricanes. That period in the first against Columbus was okay, and then he goes down with an injury. It would be unfortunate if that was the turning point and he just misses it because he's injured, but you know, we obviously expect him to be back next year based on what Kyle Dubas said. Again, general manager speak, he might just be pumping the tires of a guy that he signed a 6-year contract to, but when he was on with Mark Madden a couple days ago, it sounded like Kyle Dubas is pretty much in the camp of letting Ryan Graves try to figure this out over the summer and be a better version of himself in 2024. We'll have to see what happens there, but as of right now, on the shelf, being evaluated for an upper body injury, we'll see what the extent of that is and if he should return in the next 10 games. But that's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from.